All right, welcome to Three Slips No Cover, the Sports Bet Cricket Podcast. Sorry about the delay. Obviously, probably one of the biggest nights in sport of all time. So I've needed to catch up on some sleep, but Skip and Rambo are with me. Welcome, gents.
Thank you, Hammy.
Good to be here, mate.
What an evening that was.
Morning as well.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I went deep. I don't know about you fellas, but
I didn't come in on Monday, so.
No,
just normal Monday then, Ham.
Yeah.
No, I drifted in and out. I think the only thing I missed was Josh Butler getting out. Then obviously I was wide awake, flicking between the Wimbledon final as well, just seeing what was going on there. Unlucky feds.
Yeah.
Didn't get up in that one. And there's a bit of tension in the room I can gather already. We walked in here. It's been a couple of days.
Yeah.
I think we delayed it just to get Skip to cool off a bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, already I can sense a bit of tension on the result because we're quite anti-England here, aren't we, Skip?
Oh, it's not just that. I mean, the entire thing, and we're going to cover it today, the entire thing, I could give a clip now, later, I'll just give clips throughout the show. The entire
just
thing.
An extended version of Skip's
the entire today. Night of sport in England was a debacle.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah.
And the weather wasn't even involved, Hammy, and they still managed to stuff it up.
I think I mentioned in the court last week that there should be no sporting event held in the United Kingdom.
And that's probably why. Unless the darts. It's indoors. Let them have it.
Yep. Absolutely. You mentioned you started to watch Joss Butler bat. I assume you were just hanging out to see if you could make a quick 400 and be the top run scorer.
If you're on the over under a minute and a half before Hammy potted me about the Joss Butler tip, the unders paid easily there.
Good value there today as well for the unders. Well, we're into a bit of a funk already. We're potting people quite early on in the piece. Should we start with some fines?
Yeah.
Might as well while we're in the mood. You kick us off, Skip there, mate.
I got a lot. Look, I mean, the ICC deserve as many fines as you can give them for so many different reasons. We know, no doubt people cover that. I'll give a little fine to Ben Stokes' bat for just getting involved where it shouldn't have. and mostly, the biggest fine I'd actually like to give is not involved in the Cricket World Cup. It's the judge, the magistrate, whoever it was that let Ben Stokes walk.
Yeah.
So whoever they can pay a fine as well. So they're mine.
Yeah. And quite ironic that he probably got fined for the incident but didn't get the incarcerated.
There you go. That's what he does. That's what they do with him.
Yeah. Fines spin the cricket world around, and in that case, they got it wrong.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, I'm on the similar vibe. I've just picked one out in particular. Ooh. And it's Ashley Giles, you might be familiar, former England spinner.
That spinner who could – spinner's a pretty loose term.
I don't think
he turned one off the straight.
Slow bowler.
Yeah. Somehow jagged in Ashes. He was in the 05 team, I believe. Anyway, now he's director of Nuffy Cricket, something England, Wales, Ireland, West Indies, whatever that board's called now. Yeah,
jail.
He's pretty high up there next to Andrew Stow. Somehow they managed to get themselves in that institution quite comfortably, don't they?
Yeah.
So he was asked what he felt about the final drama at Lords, and he kind of replied, you could argue that last ball that Trent Bolt bowled was a full toss and leg stump, and if Stokes hadn't just been looking for two, he probably would have banged it out of the ground anyway. We are the world champions, we have got the trophy, and we intend to keep it. You're a twat, Ashley Giles.
Yeah, well said.
And you're going to get a massive fine from yours truly.
Yep.
No one's trying to take the trophy away from you, mate.
No, we're just saying, I mean, we're calling it as it is. The other thing is, if he could have whacked it out of the ground, even needing to, he would have. He's not going to go, no, I can put this over the fence, but I won't. I'm just going to try and run two.
I want to do a super over.
Yeah. Yeah. Really wanted the super over in a World Cup final. So jog on, Ashley Giles, you get a fine. A small one as well to the ICC while we've got them in the chamber, Skip. I like Kane Williamson a lot. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of respect for him. He was awarded Man of the Series or Man of the World Cup. Rohit Sharma was the Man of the World Cup, Hammy. He scored five centuries.
Five times.
Wasn't there on the big day though, was he?
That's okay, but that is never been done before.
I think if there's 11 games, if you play 11 games, if you play in the final, you play 10, it's so many games. I don't think you need to be in the final to be man of the tournament.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there. And, you know, obviously the Sharma Sutra was the title of the last episode, so fully on board there.
We put a nice little mock on him in that one as well. If you're listening out there, don't go back and listen to Sharma Sutra episode six or whatever it is.
Absolutely. I do. We need the numbers.
And also, hit 5 stars on the podcast app as well. Apparently that helps us.
It does. Yeah. Leave a comment too. All that stuff helps. My final, I'm going all in on one, and I'm going back to the semi-final, India versus New Zealand. I'm giving now this one actually ties into a segment we've really tried to get going. It's kind of flailed a little bit over the course of the podcast. But you've got Greg Mayle.
It's back.
The switchboard's well and truly lit up this week. We had a submission from Boof234. Oh. Not Boof Lehman. I went out of the unfortunately. Although I'm sure, Boof, if you're listening, Boof Lehman, that is.
Friend of the show.
Leave a comment and a 5-star review. But Boof234 says, hi, guys. Big fan of your podcast. Thank you, Boof. Just wondering if the hashtag Grubs, which I like, he's using the hashtag as well, but the real hashtag is GrubUp, but I'll take it. If you guys can give a fine to Jadeja for celebrating like an absolute toss for making 50 when the game was still in the balance. Keep up the good work. Yours truly, Boof. And Boof, I'm gonna you talk, I listen. My full fine is going to Ravi Jadeja for whipping the sword out in the semi-final and then going on to lose. Where's your sword now, Ravi?
Okay.
That was horrendous behaviour, honestly.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and defend the young Indian, believe it or not.
Yeah. Shock horror.
A little bit iconic. I'll go back to an earlier podcast where we had the thief of joy, Hummer, in here complaining about all sorts of celebrations and carrying on in the field. Let's just have a little bit of fun. And Ravi was out in the middle. His team were up against it. They had no chance. He almost brought them back to the edge of victory. And that's just his style. He whips out the sword when he gets to a milestone and people expect it.
I'd be happy with the sword if he scored the winning runs.
Yep.
I would have been fine with that, or a ton if they're cruising, but not that. And good shout on Hummer too. Hummer does not like celebrating. No. That's what happens when you haven't taken a wicket or made a 50 in about 3 years.
You get bitter. That's
right. You do get bitter. So.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You got mail, Greg Mail.
Yeah, so good
stuff. I love that. Well done, Boof. First legitimate one. They're all legitimate.
They're all legitimate.
Bowler's name!
Very good. Well, maybe we'll get into awards mode now. We'll just get clipped, people. Now, before we get to the big one.
Just pushing the negativity out of the
corner. Yeah. Get it out of here.
Yeah. That's good. Bring in the positivity.
Find centre.
So we'll get towards the Dwayne Leverock. We'll build up to that. But maybe if we've got, an award you'd like to give out, gents, for the rest of the tournament, maybe the name of that award and, who was in the conversation and who won.
Absolutely, great idea. Yeah. I'll kick off as I was a little bit unhappy with the Man of the Tournament award.
Yep.
I've coined the underdog of the tournament.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
And I won't tell you who it is yet. I'll just give you some stats. 258 runs at 37, high score of 97 not, 15 wickets at 19.4, a best of 5 for 31. This person is the fifth bowler for their team, and they bat at 6. And his name is Jimmy Neesham.
Underdog
of the tournament. Love I'm it. A big fan of Jimmy Neesham, just like the way he goes about it. He had a key role to play in the super over in the final. A maximum, kept the Kiwis in the game. All of these
or
stats.
Or a maximum. It was like
a maximum.
Yeah.
So his 97 not is his highest ODI career score, and his 5 for 31 is his best figures in ODI as well. So we know when you go to the Olympics and you see PBs. Someone there and they do their PBs, he's well and truly smashed his PBs. On top of that, he seems like a great bloke, and I reckon he's probably destroying the circuit as we speak across the globe on the plane when he lands in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Go for gold, Jimmy. But he sent this tweet at 1:29 a.m.
Yeah, this is good.
After the World Cup final. It reads, kids, don't take up sport. Take up baking or something. Die at 60, really fat and happy.
Yeah, good
advice. Well said, Jimmy Neesham. And you are our underdog of the tournament.
Oh, he's a star.
I love it. And when you look at the Kiwi team, they had Jimmy Neesham, Colin de Grondholm, who would have been in the conversation, I reckon, for underdog of the tournament.
Absolutely.
It's no wonder Ben Stokes goes, stuff that, I'm not playing for New Zealand.
Yeah, wouldn't find himself in the 11.
Wouldn't get a gig.
Yep.
No. Yeah, I'll go over to England to be a criminal instead.
A pig.
Yeah.
Punching people and thieving World Cups.
Yeah,
there you go. That's pretty much it. So, all right, I'll step in here. I have gone a little bit different. I've gone with the undeserved hype award of the tournament.
Yeah, okay. Well, I like it.
Okay, so there's a few honourable mentions here before I get to the the one that we're responsible for hyping the most. Yeah. So, Chris Gayle.
Yep,
guilty.
West Indies as a team.
Also guilty, Hammy.
Yeah.
Here's the one for
Throw
you.
The hook at me.
Happened early in the tournament. Everyone's like, oh my God, this guy's going to be the saviour. And then just that was it. Nathan Coulter-Nile. But that was a little bit of struggle. But there's one man that we hyped up, myself in particular, more than anyone pre-tournament. I think I even said, look, he's a chance, most runs, get around him for most runs at Afghanistan, 200-1 for the tournament. Mohammad Shahzad, who then went on to get injured and be sent home because just basically he wasn't up
controversially,
to it.
Controversially, he claims he wasn't that injured, Skip.
He wasn't that injured. He's
so that is an ongoing
It is an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
We spent, and look, just to give you an idea, this is a guy that polled I believe he's equal seventh in the Dwayne Leverock Award for the whole tournament. I don't know how that is possible. So Mohamed Shahzad for me is definitely the undeserved hype award, and that will now be known, of course, as the Mohamed Shahzad Award.
Yeah, nice. For
future tournaments. Next World Cup. Where is the next World Cup?
It's in India.
Is it really?
Yeah, well, go back to India.
So we'll have to
look forward to India winning that one again. Yeah. That'll be good. now, my award is the Virat Kohli Award. Ooh. For the insufferable tool of the World Cup. Now, he wasn't too bad this World Cup. He's got enough of a reputation.
That's fine. That's him.
To have his name on the medal.
Yeah, that's right. Or the stump, as we present this one. Now, honourable mentions here. Jason Roy gets one for his tantrum in the semi-final. Not out, of course, but very lucky to be playing after he blew up at the umpire.
Yeah.
Threw all of his stuff. And full credit to KO for staying live. I mean, they don't have ads anyway, really. But, you know, when he went up there and he destroyed the dressing room, and you could see it all from the comfort of your living room. And then he was sitting there applauding bats and like swearing at the umpires and stuff for the rest of the innings. So very lucky to be playing.
He's
a massive flog and a chance to be playing in the Ashes. So I look forward to rinsing him.
Absolutely.
On sports at social media for that one. Another honourable mention, as always, this bloke comes up every time, Imran Tahir for over-celebrating all 11 of his wickets, most of which were caught on the boundary like he just won the World Cup.
Yep.
So Imran Tahir gets an honourable nom as well. But I've listened again to Boof for the big award. And it goes to another Indian, Ravi Jadeja, for whipping out his sword for his 150 of the tournament. Well done. You are the insufferable tool of the World Cup.
So Jadeja's getting a double whack in the first session.
Well done. Yeah. Boof.
I just want to give You've Got Greg Mail some love. Because I want more,
there you go.
More
it's about time we... we've had plenty of real ones, but this is different again. Yeah. This is
we might just have to get Boof in next week then if his comments are taken as the Bible.
Yeah.
Just slot him into the court in there.
Yeah, why not?
Absolutely. Well, what about the big Dwayne Leverock Award skip, which we've been working towards?
It's
for come
the
whole
down
tournament.
To the final
this
week,
has been fantastic. I'll just give you the top votes. We've got Shakib Al Hassan on 11 votes, Pakistan on 9, still clinging on 9 after beating England earlier in the tournament. Virat Kohli on 8. Sri Lanka and Rohit on 6. And then, Man's on 4. So, I mean, talk about just absolutely grabbing your 15 minutes and making the most of it. To be 6th.
It's not a bad
in an award like this that's gone for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
On the back of one pose is pretty impressive.
It's good to reflect on a tournament like that and just give credit where it's due to me, for sticking fat in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Hummer did give him all four
quite
of those
a few votes.
So this is Hummer. Yeah. He's 100% responsible. Well done, Hummer.
So the award is basically for the moment of the World Cup that made you feel good.
100%.
Like Dwayne Leverock's catch in 07. Where were you moments?
It's the most. It's such a beautiful award, and it's designed for the feel good of the week. Look, I'll kick off, and then you guys can go. I'm going to give one. Just I don't like this bloke's son, but I'm going to give a vote to Ben Stokes' dad. He's a Kiwi. You can tell he's probably not proud.
Yeah.
But he of his son, he's very proud of his national team. But he just to come out and go, look, let's just get this right. That should have been shared because the whole thing was farcical. I'll give two votes. I'm going to give two votes to the sporting public of Australia / rest of the world if they did it. We had to sit through two nights of a semi-final that we weren't overly interested in. Mm-hmm. Then we had to watch, because of the weather, then we had to watch Australia painfully lose to England. Then we had to sit through that horrendous debacle that was a final to eventually see England beat New Zealand. So the fact that we all got through that and were able to complain the next day.
Well, most of us were in the office complaining. Some of us didn't show up.
Yeah.
Everyone no watched. So the sporting public, and I'll give three votes to New Zealand, to be honest. They went in, we go, they've limped in, they're no chance. I was saying myself, Pakistan deserved to be there, New Zealand don't even deserve to be in the four. They won the World Cup. They weren't given the win because they gave an extra overthrow. That's fine.
Yep.
That's fine.
It's cricket.
So they won the World Cup. Well done. They just don't get the trophy.
Yep. Well said. I'll slot in there behind you there, Skip. My one vote goes to Sportsbet. Sponsors of the show, friends of the show.
Yeah, good.
Did you know, Skip and Hammy, that they refunded all head-to-head bets on New Zealand after that farcical result?
I believe overall tournament ones as well.
Oh, that's true. Outright
absolutely
betting?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if you had a shot at the stumps on the Kiwis, probably around 11, 12 bucks at the start, Skip. You got your cash back, and anyone who jumped on the black cap wagon to roll the Poms on final day. Also got your cash back in bonus bets, I believe, is in the fine print there. But it'll go well.
Yeah,
number
very good.
Two votes in the Dryden Leverock Award that left me with a smile was former Australian umpire Simon Torfel, who came out not that long after the Cheats raised the trophy and said, yeah, they got that wrong. He went to the book and this bloke was the best umpire that's probably ever lived, especially in the last probably 2 decades. Yep. He's now retired, unfortunately.
Yep, absolutely.
Gee, we needed him out there on Sunday night, but he's basically
said... He knows
said
the rules. You'd think that's pretty important.
Correct. And he said that should have been 5, not 6. So well done, Simon Torfel, for piping up and sticking it to the Poms. Smile from me. 3 votes. New Zealand, fantastic, yep. Well done, wrote yours off, came in hard, delivered, played the game hard but fair as they always do. We talked about how we're big fans of them on the field and then off the field. Kane Williamson and the boys deserving a few beers. I wish I would have a couple with them. That's right.
Get your orange shirts on, get your one-hand catches going. Enjoy my one vote going to KO, the rolling coverage.
Yeah, very good.
Exceptional tournament. But particularly of the Jason Roy meltdown, really enjoyed that. Great viewing.
And we will say to Kay, just one last time, we're still here. We're ready. Yeah. I believe there's some deals being done with a rival bookmaker.
Yeah, it's all right.
We're still open and we're still willing to take.
We know you watch the show. We know you want it on your network. Just get us involved.
We know we want it on there anyway. 2 votes, Con de Grandhomme. I just think really gives anyone who's a grub or a local cricketer a little bit of hope. Dibbly dobbly medium paces, comes in and slogs him. Dad bod as well, I think. I was like him.
Yep.
I was like him.
Yeah, he's very likable.
Yeah.
Michael Clarke had him in as his player of the tournament. That's a little knock on him,
such
unfortunately.
It's such a shame. Such a shame. Don't worry about that, Colin. We still respect you.
3 votes.
My 3 votes is going to England because they still haven't won a World Cup.
And that makes
They've
smile.
Only tied. And that makes me smile because we've won 5. They haven't won one. They've only tied one. And gives us plenty of ammunition to sledge and bully them with over the course of the Ashes and moving forward. So
very good.
3 finals, no wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wrote that. That's out of the box thinking for the Dwayne Leverock, but well played, Hammy.
Thank
very
you.
Very smart, Hammy.
Yeah.
So where does that leave us, Skip?
All right, so where that leaves us is interesting position. Not a lot has changed. What we do now have is we've got 3 teams tied on 4th, which is Sri Lanka, New Zealand and Rohit Sharma. So 2 teams that either beat England or should have beat England.
Again, Rohit Sharma should have been man of the tournament.
Yep, 100%. Yep. Virat Kohli is on 8. Now, if you'd have said at the start, there'll be 2 of the top 3 players in this are going to be Indian players, we would have said
write your own ticket.
And one of them is Virat Kohli. Yeah, please, that's hundreds. Pakistan 2nd, but a well-deserved winner.
Yeah.
Shikab Al-Hassan, he was top 5 in the batting. Wow. He was top 5. He took a 5 for 29 with the ball. This bloke did absolutely everything. He could not be a more deserved winner of this. And I said there is a case to be made that he's part of the tournament. I know they fell a bit short and the overall performance of the Bangers probably wasn't where it needed to be to win that award, but they were bloody good. They overplayed and he led from the front. He is the best all-rounder in the world.
It's so good. And,
Well said, yep.
Yeah, I was my personal favourite Melbourne Renegades import as well. I was very upset when they went in all in on Mohammad Nabi, who I think proved that he's he's certainly no Shakib Al-Hassan. Nope. So with a bit of luck, we'll hopefully see him back in the big bash this year.
A very well-deserved winner of the inaugural Dwayne Leverick Award. And is that trophy still coming along? Is it able to get over to Dhaka?
It's 100%. It requires a lot of bronze. So they're still working on this trophy.
Yeah, yeah.
There are people protesting in Queensland with the mine that we're digging mine the bronze.
Stop Leverock.
Stop Leverock.
Yeah.
So there you go. We've seen an image of it, but it is.
We'll be in touch, Shakib, and we'll talk to you.
We'll get that over to you.
Yeah. Nice.
Bowler's name!
Next, I think we've loosely touched on this a few times over the course of this series of the podcast, but very exciting tour announcement in that the Grubs will be going to the Ashes.
Huge.
Which is massive. Huge. Very exciting. Might just hand over to Skip to just announce the squad.
Absolutely.
And then we can kind of unpack it a little bit. So who's going?
So tour party has been locked. Now this is final.
Yep.
So we're not gonna find a marsh at any point, I wouldn't have thought. But this is
wouldn't
final.
Totally rule that out.
Now, there are a lot of people watching or maybe listening to this for the first time down at East Gardens who aren't.
Yeah, there is
this.
Some people that they're about to find out that they're not going. But do you know what? I thought the people that listen to this, the people who get around the grubs, the social members of East Garden are as important as the players. Why not tell everyone together?
Yep. Yeah, I like that.
So there you go.
That's good. Skip.
I will be going to lead the team, obviously. Two other inclusions, as you may have guessed, Rambo and Hammy, both on the plane. Controversial one, Hummer will be coming to the Ashes.
Kidding.
Yes. And then to round out, we're going to go with our cameraman. We've gone with Tom the cameraman over Harley the cameraman. Yeah. So interesting choice.
What was the thinking there going Tom over Harley?
It's a good question. Look, what we found is that on the last junket we went to, Harley the cameraman came on that junket. That was only a 5-day junket.
That's Super Bowl.
In terms of junkets, that's quite a short form junket. So we found he's very good. Ashes, 3 to 4 weeks, that's a long-form junket. So if you really need someone that has that experience. Yep. Tom, the cameraman, did the World Cup.
Yeah, Russia.
So you need somebody that's played the longer form of the game. Nothing against Harley. He's fantastic. And he'll glow and he'll keep working on those,
along, aren't we?
Those weekend, those week-long ones. And you know what? Maybe next Ashes, next World Cup, something like that. He'll definitely get the opportunity.
Yeah, nice.
Tom, the cameraman, gets to say, I mean, I'll just say quickly, pretty decent on the circuit there, Tom, as well.
Yeah, good, isn't he, off-field.
We'll come in handy. No disrespect to Harley whatsoever.
No, but
Tom the cameraman
has mellowed somewhat. The hair's gone back from the bleach blonde. To the
I reckon he'll probably grow a leg in.
I reckon
in the UK.
That would be about $1, I would say.
Birmingham. So plenty going on.
Look out, walkabout. What? Now a few notable omissions there, Skip.
There is
no room for AJ on this one.
No, AJ not coming. I had AJ. He's right down the bottom of my list. I look just too young, too inexperienced, too immature for this.
Yep.
Would have thought, look, we have a lot of issues with AJ.
When you go on tour, Skip, you just can't afford to carry passengers.
No.
And AJ, as hard as he works and as much as he does for the club,
100%.
Is you'd have to strap him in and put him on your back.
Mix is a great cordial, but fair to say, probably not as much cordial being consumed on a tour.
Absolutely. Right. And the other thing is, don't forget the league AGM is in August, so someone's got to go to that. And the president didn't want to go, the treasurer didn't want to go. I'm not going. He can go. So it's someone's got to do that.
Last consolation there for AJ. There you go.
So it should be a good night for him. A lot of fun.
Slug as well.
Interesting. Now this came down to Slug or Hummer.
Yeah. Yes, wow.
Both average under 20 with the bat, over 40 with the ball.
Yep.
Look, not a lot between them, but the way this was decided, to be honest, it was actually, funnily enough, a count back on rain cards. We counted back on rain cards. Hummer got the nod and he's going, so Sluggy misses out. Bit disappointing for him.
Now, no AJ there. How's Hummer's role going to shape up? What are we looking at?
I think he'd be the whipping boy now.
Okay.
Good. 100%.
It's good to have that.
It is. I mean, I just automatically feel a little bit more comfortable now you've cleared that up.
Yeah, and the other thing is that don't forget he's got one of those really horrible Ben Stokes arm tattoos as well, so it's going to make
some
it a lot
stickers.
Easier
to make sure he's in bed before 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So doesn't go full bed.
But look, a couple of other omissions. Flanners, probably stiff. Now, there's a few immigration visa issues there that he's being a bit tight-lipped on.
I thought we agreed not to say that on air.
And that's I don't know what they are.
The investigations are ongoing.
Just be careful what you say.
Yeah, exactly.
I might edit that out. If you have a chance.
Tiny won't be coming.
No.
Look, I've found that I don't like being – Tiny's – he's the only athletic one on the team.
Yep.
He's about 6'4", looks a million bucks. I've got to deal with that when we go out to the local pub. I'm not dealing with that 4 weeks in the UK. He's not coming. That's just a tactic.
If we have to go to the other end of the globe to get away from Tiny's rig, so be it.
Tiny's rig can stay here and it's
well,
not
it's,
going
to it's a very, It's a very good team. It's a strong team. It's an experienced team. It's a tour team.
Yeah, it is.
That's what you need. You need to kind of pick horses for courses in these regards. So
I think we've done pretty
well
there.
I'm personally very privileged to be there. I know you are as well, Hammy.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we got a sniff of this list a little bit earlier, slid under the hotel door.
I got the clothes in tears. I called my family.
Yeah.
Big moment for them. But look, it's going to be a great tour. We're going over there. Plenty of video content, as you expect. Any ideas, anything you'd like us to chase up, please hashtag grub up, let us know.
Any recommendations as
well? Recommendations.
Places to go, all of those things.
Places to not go as well. We don't want to waste our time. Not there for that long.
Get us in now. Slide into our DMs at sportsbet.com.au. We want to hear from your grub fans.
Yep. Mm.
And we'll do our best over there for sure.
Hey, just a quick one. I didn't put this on the list, but I've just seen Trevor the tour manager on the itinerary. Did anybody know about that?
I noticed that too, just down the bottom, sneakily slid himself in there.
This bloke. I don't know.
I've never actually met him.
I haven't seen him since I think it was the Gloucester semi about 4 years ago.
I haven't seen him since then. Yeah, since the Shepparton cricket trip in, what was that, 17?
17. What? We went in 15 and, as well, and we're there in 14. So, but what do you mean, 17? So it's a long, no one's.
Yeah, well, I've never met him. So I'm.
Well, in the background, he's slowly got, he's now president, treasurer, and as we've just found out, tour manager.
Triple threat.
Yeah. So we'll be looking.
That's why AJ's got to go to the AGM.
If Trev's listening.
He's actually running it. Yeah.
Just maybe just give us a call, Trev, and let us know you're all right and you're coming, and we'll probably meet you at the airport, I guess. But
Good to have you
on board.
Looking forward to it. No. Not too far away.
Bowler's name!
Now, no skips clip this week, I think. We're going to move
straight.
The
whole show is skips.
The whole show is skips.
It's been an extended version.
Hey, can I just say one really, really quick thing?
Yes.
In what world would the ICC not think that the fans would want to keep seeing super overs? It's the last game of the tournament. It's not like the players are going to be done.
Well, it's really funny you mentioned that, Skip, because this has been the talk of the cricket world for the last few days.
Yep.
Something came across my desk, Cammy, very recently. Huge. And it was a recording from the World Cup ICC Official Rules Committee. I think it's probably dates back just prior to the World Cup starting. There's some very interesting conversations. I might just play the clip and you can make your own minds up.
Can I say that this has been the most joyous and most efficient World Cup Rules Committee meeting I've ever attended? Bravo to you all, everyone. Well done.
Yes, I agree. Here, here.
Absolutely smashing everyone.
Okay, sorry. Devil's advocate here. Just a quick one on Article 6B. In regards to the World Cup final, what happens if the Mechans in a draw?
I beg your pardon?
I'm not quite sure I follow either.
Well, if the final ends in a tie, what happens?
Ah, interesting.
Oh, dear. Good question.
I see, I see. Perhaps we could have one of those, what do they call them? The super overs?
A super over, yes, marvellous, I love it.
While it goes away from tradition, I feel like it's a clear message to show that we are available to change, and also understanding that the game does need to entertain people.
Hear, hear.
Fantastic, I agree, but just quickly, if the super over is a tie?
I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't follow you.
Well, if the two sides can be tied after 50 overs, surely there's a high chance they can be tied after one super over?
Well, I mean, it just won't happen, will it? Never has before.
I don't recall. Let me see. I'll look.
Surely not.
How about this, chaps? And hear me out. Quite simply, we create a tiebreaker.
A tiebreaker, yes.
A tiebreaker?
Yes. So the winning team is determined by, the number of catches taken.
Okay, or we could just play another super over until we have a clear winner.
I like the catches, but perhaps a tiebreaker by wickets taken.
No, I don't think that's fair,
guys. I know. We calculate average run rate over the whole tournament.
Not bad.
Guys, I think the answer is simply just to bowl another super over.
I've got it. The winner of the World Cup final will be determined by the most boundaries hit in the match. No discussion, it's the fairest and most comprehensive means to determine the winner. Also, I think the people will bloody love it.
I agree. That's bang on, really. Love it.
Wait, hang on. Boundaries?
Yeah, I'm aboard. No brainer.
Is this legit?
Then it's sorted, gentlemen. We have the rules for the ICC World Cup cricket final.
This is a stitch-up.
Lunch, anyone?
Well, there you have it. Fellas, amazing access. Look, I can't say anything that happened in there is all that surprising, but, you know, the voice of reason in there just felt like it was shouted out, and, look, disappointing to hear that type of proof come across.
Explosive audio, isn't it?
Amazing.
It's going to send shockwaves through the cricketing world.
Yeah, I'm speechless.
Well, more on that later. I'm sure the likes of Daniel Garb and all those legends at Fox Sports will jump on that one and do up a little article for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bowler's name!
Now, headlines, we're going to give a spell this week. We'll give him a chop out.
I've got a little one for you guys. Just a little bit of, I don't know if you're familiar with, we've just heard that the AFL podcasts are barging the door down to get us in here. And look, you know, we always have to play second fiddle, that's fine. But Nathan Brown has a little segment on the Sunday AFL footy show called Brandy's Quiz. Well, I've got Rambo's World Cup Quiz.
Oh, nice.
Here we go.
Very good.
So I'm going to put you two under the cosh. It's multiple choice.
Yeah.
It's multiple choice. So
beautiful.
Give us your answers. Here we go. First one is finals fever. In the World Cup finals, which bowler was hit for a total of 13 boundaries? Shammy, Stark, Stokes, or Santner?
Santner.
Shammy.
It's Mitchell Stark. He went for 9 overs, 1 for 70 in the semi-final. So had a great tournament, 26 wickets, but let us down in the semis. Catches win matches. Which fielder, not keeper, took a record 13 snares in the World Cup? Faf du Plessis, Johnny Bairstow, Joe Root, Kane Williamson, or Dwayne Leverock?
I'm going to go with Johnny Bairstow.
I'm going to go with Kane Williamson.
It's Joe Root. It took 13, which is a record.
You're going beautifully.
Previous record there was Ricky Ponting with 11. Next question. Which bowler, and that is classified by 30-plus overs in the tournament, avoided being hit for 6 the whole tournament? Was it the Fuzz from Bangladesh. I don't know why I did a Kiwi accent there. Ben Stokes, Jasprit Bumrah, or Adam Zampa?
Adam Zampa, I'm saying.
Jasprit Bumrah.
Adam Zampa would have been hit for about a couple of years.
But the other two are unpredictable. The other two, Mitchell Starkey wouldn't have picked, so I'm going but the opposite
Bumrah
way.
Bumrah had the record, but he got hit for 1-6. So Ben Stokes didn't get hit for a 6 the whole tournament.
Come on.
Dot him up. Who had the most dot balls? Joffrey Archer, Colin de Gromholm, your man Hammy, Pat Cummins, Trent Bolt, or Adam Zampa?
Colin de Gromholm had more dot balls than an Albert Namatjira painting.
I'm going to say Trent Bolt.
You're all wrong. It's Joffrey Archer. Have you got one right yet?
No. Last
one. And this is kind of ironic.
For the win?
Question. It's about referrals. Oh. DRS. Before the finals, so before the semis, who had the best DRS success rate? Sri Lanka, West Indies, India, Australia, or Adam Zampa? This is big. You can't have a nudie run.
India.
I'm going to say Australia.
The answer is Sri Lanka. Oh, you've gone 0 from 5 in Rambo's initial wicket. The answer is Sri Lanka. They had 66.67% from their 6 referrals. West Indies next.
It's not that good. Nah, like, the
60%
best,
from 15. Australia was the lowest. 14.29%. So hashtag bring back Watto on that one. Referrals.
Absolutely.
Not Aaron Finch's friend.
For those enjoying the audio version of the podcast, I did just remove my pants and do a little lap of the table. So
I've cop that up. And
I think we need to go get a couple of lime coolers, mate. That was,
that was brutal. Sorry about that, everybody. Look, we will call it there. We've got the AFL boys there ready to come in. But we'll be back next week. There's a little preview before we head off to the Ashes.
Exciting.
But we'll be right with the podcast rolls on right through the Ashes as well. So that's very exciting stuff.
Stay tuned.
Hashtag Grubhub. Get your Greg Males in and we'll see you next week.